Kuf Aleph and Beis. We're about 10 lines up at the bottom of the page. We're not even. V'alan lufnei zrika. Now, we're saying now that something which is destined to redeem, like a paraduma, is considered as if it was redeemed. And hashas kaiser, something like a mincha, which is not destined, there's no mitzvah to redeem it, therefore even though you can redeem it, that's not enough, even according to Reb Shimon, who says, that's not enough to make it considered as hashas kaiser. But let's go back to the brayse we quoted before. V'alan lufnei zrika. The animal that was left overnight, the carbon that was left overnight, prior to Zrika. The mitzvah was Zrika. The mitzvah was to do Zrika. V'bay Zarek, and Avadi could have done Zrika. So not only do you have the ability to do Zrika, it's a mitzvah to do Zrika. The V'ktani, Eimetam et Tavmas Eichlin. But he said over there that if it was Nayser, if it was left overnight without Zrika, it's not Eimetam et Tavmas Eichlin because it never had a Shasa Kaisher. But it certainly had a moment that it was fit to become Mutter. What was that moment? After Shechita. The moment that it was fit, after Zrika would be actually totally kosher. At a moment that it was fit to become kosher, Mutter, when was that? After Shechita, and now as you have dominant kais, you're able to do Zrika, so whether you do Zrika or not, it should be no worse than the paraduma that was fit to be redeemed. Answers the Gemara, it's a very specific case, where you shechted it right next to nightfall, the moment to finish Shechita, there was no time left to do Zrika, so it never had, not just a moment to Shasa Kosher, it never even had a moment that it was fit to become kosher. It didn't have a time that was fit to have a Zrika. In fact, Gemara, okay, so that's your chilek. So had there been enough time in the day, even without Zrika, it would be considered it once was fit to be able to become fit, and that's enough to make it what are the Brayse? The Brayse made a distinction between whether you did Zrika or you didn't do Zrika. Lacha Zrika, if it's lun after Zrika, we say it is Matamatam Zeichlin. Say better. Make a much more closer distinction. Say in both cases you didn't do Zrika. But when there was no time left to do Zrika when you did Shechita over there, Taka was never fit and never fit to become unfit, and therefore it's Matamatam Zeichlin. However, if you shechted without time of the day to do his Zrika, in such a case it would be time to Zeichlin, even though you never actually did the Zrika, since it was fit to become fit, that's enough. Make that distinction. Why did the Brisa not make the distinction? Brisa says, yes, it did. That's what the Brisa means. Hachirami Kamar. When it says Lun, Kaidim, when it says, the lush of the Brisa was Lun Kaidim Zrika and Lun Lacha Zrika. It was left overnight before after Zrika. Before after Zrika doesn't mean actual Zrika. You know before after Zrika means? Before it was fit for Zrika, and after it was fit for Zrika. Lagabi the din of Tumas Eichlin, as long as it was once fit to have Zrika, was saying, since Kalam Elizuk is Xeragdami, therefore it would be considered fit enough to have Tumas Eichlin. Says the Gemara inside, Hachrami Kamar, Lung Kaidim Shira Lazrika, if it was left over prior to being fit for Zrika, then Ainam Tam Tumas Eichlin, it was not Matam Tumas Eichlin, because it never had a moment that was even fit to become fit. It never had a moment that it shechted to Zrika. However, lachash yir Zrika, if you shechted during the day, it was fit to Zrika, you happen never to do Zrika, and then it's left overnight, that taka would be metamet mesechlin, because since there was a moment in time where it was fit for Zrika, it is metamet mesechlin, because again, we will say, kalamid lizrik, kazarik dami, the same way we say, kalamid liftes, that which is destined to be paida, is kapada dami according to Reb Shimon. Frek to Gemara. We said in the brace also that if it became pigle by kachikachikachikalim mitzvah lemizuke. In that case, let's think about what's going on over there. What's pigle? Classic pigle is the guy during zrika has machshava. I'm going to eat it in the wrong place, wrong time. Sorry, wrong place is still chutz. As a mind, I'm going to eat it in the wrong time, or I'm going to be makter in the wrong time. That's pigle. But that means the dam was ready to be nizrik. It was fit to be Nizrik. He just didn't do the Zrika yet, and he had machshavas psul during the Zrika. But once it was fit to be Nizrik, the food is ready to become an Eichel, and once it's ready to become an Eichel, it should have a din of Tumas Eichel. We said anything which is Eimed Lizrik has a din of Tumas Eichel according to B'Shemin, so why in the Sefer do we say by Pigel does not have a din of Tumas Eichel? What do you mean? Excellent. Answer the Gemara, Leon's answer, that you can be Mefago during Shechita, which means it's never fit. Very good. Let's eat inside. Ibai Zarek. It says if it's not matam tamas eichlin because it never was fit. What do you mean? It was fit for zrika. My love, the pigul b'zrika isn't the case where you mafagel during the zrika. Lie, the pigul b'shechita. Very good. The case is where he's mafagel during shechita, and therefore never at a moment that was even fit to become proper to become mutter eichlin. Effectively, Mara, 1 second. So your distinction is whether the pigul took place during shechita or zrika. So why did the Brisa say avol pigul b'zrika mai? You tell me if you mafagel during zrika, itak would be considered that something that was 1 point fit to become mutter, and therefore it has the tumas eichlin. Hachrami the tam tumas eichlin. At the tani pigel b'mincha the tam tumas eichlin. The mishnah, the brayse made a chiluk between karbanos and pigel. The brayse said that by karbanos It's not matabat because it was never fit. Mincha, which was once fit, a normal case of mincha, where you mak the grains after it already was fit. Over there, we say the bryce says matabat abaseichin. Why make a distinction between kachim, between karbanis, animals, and a mincha? Make a distinction within animals alone. If you mafagel during the shechita, like Leon just said, it never had a shas kasher, it was never able to be fit, no din tumas eichlin. But if you're mafagel during zrika, it would have a din of tumas eichlin because you could have done the zrika, even though you didn't, but that would be enough to make it metam tumas eichlin. Ava pig was zrika mai. Hachna metam tumas eichlin. At the 20 pig mincha metam tumas eichlin, when you went to make a distinction, you spoke about being mafagel during the mincha. Lifting would be done, why make a look in the case itself, by the memorim, to pigel beshchita, we mafagel in the shchita itself. Ava pig was zrika, metam tumas eichlin mafagel in the zrika, then you had a moment in between shchita and zrika, moment we could have done, you could have done zrika, and therefore it's mehamtam zeichlin. Answers the Gemara, you're right. However, pigel b'mincha itzchulei diafagav the pigel b'kemitza the kemitz mincha b'mincha the kishchit dami afilach mehamtam zeichlin. Here's the chiddush. You're right. We could have made a chiluk within karbanas animals itself, but we purposely went to a case of mincha because we want to teach you a different chiddush. Mincha, we know kemitza is the equivalent of shchita by an animal, right? The way that verses correspond, the kemitza corresponds to shchita. You would have thought that just like by an animal, if you do shchita with a machshava of psul, the lacha is, it never has shasu kesher, it's not subject to tumas eichlin. So to by mincha, if you have a machshava during the kmitza, it won't be shaykh tumas eichlin there either because you passed it right away. Kamash blan, that what? That mincha is different. Mincha, standard mincha, was grain, was flour that was mutter before the whole mincha started. So we wanted to make that distinction, so we spoke out that way. We spoke out kmitza as opposed to shchita. We felt that was an important distinction to make, even though you could have made a distinction within the karbanis itself. Okay. Amar Vashi. So far answer number one in this whole conversation is that we say kol emin lizrik is gazar dami. We say kol emin liftus is kapad dami. Whatever is supposed to be destined to be redeemed. Whatever is destined to be nizrik dam, the dam is nizrik. Of course, the board we say it. And the cases of psul were cases where it never even has such a moment. So we've had to make very big chalukim in the braces. We have to say that when it says lun doesn't mean it actually was left overnight before Zrika or after Zrika. It means it was left overnight before it was fit for Zrika or after it was fit for Zrika. That's what we have to answer in the braces, and we have to make these various distinctions. Rav Nachman says, I said over this whole conversation with Rav Nachman, and we had a different answer, a much more simple approach. Go back to your initial translation. Lun means lun mamish, left overnight before or after Zrika itself, not fit for Zrika. And don't tell me the Kimta, Leon's answer from before, that the pigle happened during Shchita, not during Zrika. No, pigle happened during Zrika. In all these cases, it was fit for Zrika then. What happened to your issue of Ibai Zarek? Since it's fit for Zrika, it should be Tamit to Maseichlin. Says the Gemara, the Ibai Park Amar, the Ibai Zarek Lamirin. You make a simple chilek. When something's fit to be redeemed, we say, since it's fit to be redeemed, it's as if it's redeemed. It gives a status of Tumas Eichlin. Whereas something that's fit to be Nizrik, until you do the act of Zrika, you don't say the fact that it's fit to be Nizrik, it's Kiel Zark. What's the Chilik? So the basic answer explanation given is one requires an action, one doesn't. I can verbally, speaking is not called an action, I can just say the Kedusha that's on that Mincha should be transferred to that $5 bill. I can just verbally say it and it's done. Zrika, unless you do a physical action, it's not Nizrik. Is enough to make it Tumas Eichlin by Padilla because it doesn't require an action. By Zrik, which requires an action, we say Kalamilizrik is not Kazark Dami enough to make it subject to Tumas Eichlin. That's the Chilik. To answer all the questions. Okay. Mace face. And now that we make a distinction that you're saying now that Kotab Shimon, you don't say Kalamilizrik Kazark Dami because it's an action. Gemara is going to see that apparently we say not like that. Mace face. Kalamilizrik. Whichever had a Shasat Lekainim before becoming Pasal, so there's no din me'ila, takes off the din me'ila. V'kolsha, lo yisla shasat l'kainim, wherever never had a shasat l'kainim, ma'ilam bay, it remains with the status of me'ila. V'ezud is almost like the opposite of tumas eichlin. We're saying, in order to have tumas eichlin, if it had a shasatr, it has tumas eichlin. If it didn't have shasatr, it doesn't have tumas eichlin. Like a me'ila, it's opposite. If it had shasatr, there's no more me'ila. If it didn't have shasatr, there's me'ila. So says the Brice of Ezra Shayes the Shasat. There was me at a Shasat Lakainim. Shalana, if it was left overnight, if it became Tame or went out of the boundaries, but the assumption is after having a Shasatr, meaning after, let's say, Zrika, Ezra Shayes the Shasat Lakainim, what does it mean? Didn't have Shasat Lakainim? We're B'Shashchita already. it already was shech the chutz man chutz b'kaymai. V'shkibu sun dam v'zarkas dam and psum accepted dam or they did zrika, so it never was kasher. K'tani miya reisha. Let's go to the reisha. Shalanav shemis yatsa. If it was left overnight, if it became tamei, or if it happens yatsa, my love. What's the case? Lana mamish. The Mara assumes what it means. Lana mamish. Lana mamish means you shech to the carbon. You never did zrika. So sorry, you never did zrika. Not because I'm a moment ago. You shech the carbon. You never did zrika. You have an animal. You have basar and dam fit for what they fit for. Dam is fit for zrika. Basar fit for achila. But you did none of the above. You just left it overnight. And we're saying we said in the brisa that that's considered something which had shas heter and there's no mila. Why not have shas heter? Presumably the shas heter was since you were able to do zrika. Kalayim and Lizrik is Gazarik Dami, and therefore it's enough to take off Mila. So presumably, we're saying that Kalayim and Lizrik is Gazarik Dami, not like what we just said, not like Rashi and Rechman's answer. Lay said the Gemara, no. Rui Latzes, Rui Latame. When it says, Rui Latzes, Rui Latame, the Lina we're talking about is a Lina that's fit to get a psul of Yatzes or a psul of Tuma. If it was left overnight without Zrika, once it gets a psulina, it's no longer shayach to get a psul of latzes or tame. So the lina we're talking about is a lina post actual Zrika. You did Zrika, and we're talking about left overnight where it could ultimately be nicer, or it's still fit for psul yetze, or for a psul of tuma. But anachami, if it didn't have actual Zrika, then it would not be considered fit and it still have meila. Because you don't say kol amelizik kazari dami. In fact, Gemara avelina ma mishmai. So according to what you're saying, if it was left over without zrika at all, you mask him hachram demayla. This is mila. So then the lush of the bais is no good. Hakol sheis leshas hatelakanim. Hakol sheis leshas hatelakanim. The lush is lush of past tense. If it once was mutter, no mila. If it once was a mutter, there's mila. If you did the actual zrika, it wasn't once mutter. It is mutter right now. Kol sheis leshas hatelakanim. Aimaylamba. That which is mutter does not mila, and that which is not mutter does not mila. Hakol sheein leshas hatelakanim. If it's talking we did an actual Zrika, speak in present tense. Elam Ravashi's maskim, that the lashon over there is shver. To say that the price is not mashma, kol amin l'zargadami is hard to deflect over there. So therefore, Ravashi answers different. Elam Ravashi, mila, tumah karamis. You're right. Legabim ilu was saying, kol l'zargadami. You want to ask a question of mila to tumah. Mila mishim kedusha v'lav kedusha. Mila is based on the fact whether it's still kadesh l'ashem, it's still designated Hashem or not. So once the Kedusha comes off, how's it going to go back on? Which means, Rashi bin Mechadesh, that I agree, by Mi'ila, once it's fit to be Nizrik, it's no longer considered Kadesh Lashem, because since you have the opportunity, you can unsanctify it, you can take away the din Mi'ila by doing Zrika, so that's enough to take away Shem Kadesh Lashem, and therefore Mi'ila's off, right? Whereas, Kalecha, the bus about Kedusha, my husband, Rabbi Chava, hasn't gone back on. V'lav Tumas, Mishum Eichlan, V'lav Eichlu. Whereas by Tumma, the limits test is whether it's considered an Eichl or not. Kalecha, this is on the gears over here. Kalecha, de'i, Zarek, Mashvila, Uchlo, Matame, Tumas Eichlan. Hecha, de'i, Loi, Zarek, Le, Mashvila, Eichlo, Ben, Tumas Eichlan. By Tumma, it depends whether it's a food or not. If you do the actual Zrika, you took off the shame, you took away the issue, and now it's Shem Eichlin. If you didn't do the Zrika, it does not yet have a Shem Eichlin. So Rav Ashi is basically making a distinction. Even though we said before that we say Kalam Lifta is Kabad Dami, but we don't say Kalam Elizrik is Gazarik Dami, that's only Legabe giving it a status of food. To make it called food that's actually Mutter and give it a status of Tumas Eichlin, that's only if you actually do a Zrika. But Legabe the Din of Me'ila, since once it's fit to have Me'ila, no longer is it designated solely Kaddish Hashem, because you have the opportunity to make it mutter for people to eat, that's enough to say Kalam Elizrik Kazarik Dami. Legabe Me'ila, we do say Kalam Elizrik Kazarik Dami. Okay, so Rav Ashi made a distinction between Me'ila and between Tumas Eichlin, Meisvei. And maybe Hashem Tali, but Ashi Chata, a person brings Ashi Tali. Ashi Tali is born when a person is suffering, if he's Chayev Achatas. He brings Ashi Tali to be a protection in the interim. Ashi Chata, he really finds out that he doesn't have a sin. So what's this Alacha? He finds out that it was talking about Baruch Hashem wasn't an Avera, but now he has the Lashem Tali. If he finds out before he did the Shechita, Yatziv Yir Le'eder, unbelievable, dear Meir. Meir says, it's every Lashem Tali is Mekudesh Al Tanai, that if I don't need it, I never have to sanctify it, and therefore it goes back into the flock, no redemption needed, no mum, no nothing, that's our Meir Shechita. No, it has Kedusha still, but you can't bring out Lashem Tali because you don't need Lashem Tali anymore. So let it get a mum and use the money for Ketz Mizbeach, for you to use the money for an Adava. Rabbi Lez Aimer, third Shita, Yakriv, bring the Lashem Tali. Shemein Rebel Chet Zeh, Rebel Chet Acher. Rabbi Lez says, for better or for worse, if I don't have this Chet, I have another Chet. I always have a Chet to bring the Lashem Tali for, but by the way, this fits like Rabbi Elazar's shita elsewhere where he says that a person could be menadev Asher Tali every day. Pashas we hold, he can't be menadev, he can't bring in a dove Asher Tali. So it's very nice, he may have another chait, but he can't just bring random Asher Tali's. It's not a donatable carbon. Rabbi Elazar holds it is. So Rabbi Elazar's shita says, since if he doesn't have this chait, he has another chait, he can just simply donate it. Now we said, Meshisha Nedle, if it became known to him only after shita, what do you do? Hadam Yishav. Until now, we're talking about if it became known prior to Shechita. What happens if it became known after Shechita? Says the Gemara, Mishanishcha Naidalei. If it only became known after Shechita that he doesn't need the Hashem Tali, Hadam Yishavich Ma'Basi Yisarf. The dam gets spilled out, the basa gets burnt. It's possible. If he found that after Shechita he doesn't need it, you have to burn it, destroy the carbon. Nizrik Hadam. What if after he already did Zrika, so he finished the carbon, the Hashem Tali, he finds that they never needed it, they never did the chait. Habasa yayachal, the basa could be eaten. Why? Because that's a kosher Hashem Tali. The whole point of Hashem Tali is to protect in the interim until he verifies whether he did a chait or not. The carbon was brought and the Zrika was done. B'shas, he still was in a situation of not knowing, and therefore it's kosher. Now he found that afterwards, it's fine. The basa is mutatit, and the carbon is kosher. Rabbi Yossi Eimer, I feel now that the mashmai says only if you already did zrika is a kosher. But if the dam was in the case and you hadn't done zrika yet, meaning after shechita, but you already did kabbalah before zrika, it wouldn't be good. That would be vayter hadam yishafach v'basi sarf. Rabbi Yossi argues for Rabbi Eimer, afilo dam b'kais, even if the dam is ready in the kais. Once you have the dam in the kais, yizrek v'basi eichel, you do zrika, and the basar can be eaten. Why? For Amar Rav, because Rav explains, Rabbi Shimon Amar, because the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, the Amar Kala Emer Lizrik, Kala Emer Lizrik, Kazaragdami. Once something's in the kli, ready for zrika, it's as if it's Kazaragdami. Now, we just spoke out, according to Rav Ashi, that there was this distinction that we made, whether it's for a case of for zrika legabe meila or legabe making the basar mutter, making it roi lekabel tuma. Legabe meila, we said that the fact that it's roi lezrika, that's enough. It takes off meila because meila has its own dinim. Whereas legabe making a mutter to eat, the zrika is not a good zrika until it's actually done. You don't say kalim lezrika. That was Rav Ashi's chilek. He said it in the name of Rav Nachman. Here clearly we're seeing Rav is explaining Rav Yosi Shita with Rav Shimon's lamdas of kalim lezrika is argdami. And we're seeing that since the dam was already in the kais and there was some sort of heter already, not just from an Eila perspective, the basar has started the process of becoming mutter b'achila, because we view it as kolam and lizrik kazark. You can complete the process and be zayrik the Hashem Tali, even though he no longer needs the Hashem Tali, because it's a continuation of that process. We see that you do say kolam and lizrik, even the gabi being mati the basar b'achila, and in turn, that'll be able to make the basar subject to Tumah. So kolam and lizrik kazark, that means should work for Tumah too. Raya against Rav Ashi's answer, Rav Nachman's answer. Answers the Gemara, Midu, Taima, that's not true. This idea that basically says that you could do the Zrika, Amri Marava, who said this? Ami Marava Mishpeh Drabesi Rachanina. The real reason is Haina Tam Drabesi. The Kosafik Lisharas Makdishin Esab Sulan Lachatchil Lekarav. Rav Ataka said the reason was because he holds like Rav Shimon of Kolam and Lizrik is Argtami. But Rav Yesi Bar Rachanina said the reason for Rav Yesi is something totally different. The reason is because something that goes into Klisharas gets Kiddush that you could do Zrika now. It's kind of like the idea we had in Daf Pei Gimel in Zvacha many times, that something which is puzzle, but it goes up, Imalu, very good, Leyardu, Imalu, Leyardu, once it goes up in this Zvech, you don't have to take it down. So too similar, once something goes into Klisharis, it gets Kiddush, it gets Kedusha, and it could, the Gemara actually discussed it in this Masechta, back in Daf Zion, the Gemara had a Shaila, whether you took a kmitza that was possible, you put it into a klisharis, does the fact that I'm in the klisharis allow you not be makter it because the klisharis is also like a gedder of Imalu Layardu, or it's makdashit psulim to go on the mizbeach, or not? That was the shayla. So says the Gemara, B'yasi subscribing to that opinion. That's why he says the Hashem Tali Dam, even though you don't need Hashem Tali anymore, you didn't do the Zrik yet, can still be Zarek, not because Kolam and Lizuk Kazarek Dami, and we no longer have a kasha on Rav Ashi. Amalei Rav Ashi Rav Kana. Rav Ashi asked Rav Kana the following shayla. Medam Rav Shimon Kolam and Lizuk Kazarek Dami, for the fact that Rav Shimon says Kolam and Lizuk Kazarek Dami, that's funny. Rav Ashi himself just says that we fine tuned it, that's only the Gabi Me'ila. We don't say Kolam and Lizuk Kazarek Dami, the Gabi making the basa mitzvah achila. We don't take it all the way. So Rashi points out that this Rav Ashi's discussion was prior to his Yisei, to his Chiddush that he said earlier, or going according to the Gemara. Last Gemara is Havamina, but not according to his own Shita, because this whole Shaila is based on teaching Kolam and Lizrik Kazarek Dami is for real. So what's the Shaila? Kolam and Lizrik Kazarek Dami, do we say, we should say, L'chaira, that Kolam and Lizrik whatever is destined to be burnt is ready, as if it's already burnt. Whatever is chayef sreifa is if it's already burnt. The same way kolam mizrik is gezarik dami, according to those that take it to the nth degree, that learn it's mamish gezarik dami. So say kolam mizrik gezarik dami, and therefore what? Nicer upara. We said para duma nicer is subject to mezachila because it's possible it was an eichel. But forget about being an eichel. It's ready should be considered burnt. If it's burnt, doesn't exist. If it doesn't exist, it shouldn't be subject to mezachil. Nicer para amay metamid to mezachil afra baalman nu to be considered. Just dirt, ash. Amrle. So I've kind of said back. Kibas kodesh mechshartem. You're right. Really, the svar of kol milas v'ksarav dami should take away the din of being subject to tumas eichel. But since you have chibas kodesh, the chibah of kodesh, we spoke this out before. The idea of the hekdesh, it's held in high esteem for hek because the hek davar hekdesh, and therefore that makes it fit to be mekabel tumah. We understand that chibas kodesh helps in order to bring a psul gufei. L'kuri tuminami does work even to bring to l'kuri psul to make it to call it tamei. Meaning, we had earlier that we said chibas kodesh makes it already more kodesh and mukhsher that it itself, if it catches tuma, could become tamei. But by the levina, by the etzim, but to say that something which is considered burnt. Right? You're telling me to this extent, same idea, that Chibas Kodesh makes it, that it's able to become Tamei, and to give off Tumah Shrishan, Tumah Sheni, says the Gemara, L'Kori Tamei Nami, L'Mimni, Be Rishan Mishani, to count Rishan Mishani, Mi Mahanila, does work. If it does, Tif Shalei Dibar Rish Lakish, Be Pashar Rish Lakish Shaila. We know that water, liquids, any of the seven liquids, make something susceptible to Tumah. What, by a Mincha, if you mix it with the oil makes it susceptible to Tumah. What if you have a dry spot in the Mincha, is that susceptible to Tumah? And the answer is yes, Chibas HaKadosh can make it susceptible to Tumah. So Rosh Hashanah had a Shaila, how far do we take that? To buy Rosh Hashanah, Tzrid Shel Menachas, like a little pile of dry flour in the Mincha, didn't get mixed with the oil. Minah by Rishon Mishani, do you count Rishon Mishani Tumah on it? I am in by Rishon Mishani, do you not count Rishon Mishani Tumah? What is the Yisrael of the Shaila? Yisrael of the Shaila is, how far do we take Chibas HaKadosh? So according to Rosh Hashanah had a Shaila, according to what he's saying, Chibas HaKadosh makes the para and the Nicer considered Septal Fatuma, say, be Pesha Rosh Lakish Shaila, ask them, are you right? Kima Baile Rosh Lakish Daraisa, and not Kikarmina Darabanan. On a Rosh Lakish Shaila was on a Daraisa level, how far we take Chibas HaKadosh, does it make Rishon Hasheni? And he left as a Shaila. Our discussion that we said that it renders it Mukhshel Kabbal Tumah over here by us, but the Chibas HaKadosh, that was only on a rabbinic level, so it wouldn't be a proof to Rosh Lakish's Shaila. Zak the Mishnah. If a person pledges to being a mincha, we had this earlier in the Masechta, we quoted this, he pledged to being a mincha in a machvas. Machvas was the flatter, the wider, flatter pan. It makes up more of a cracker type of a texture. And he brought the mincha instead in a marcheshes, which is the deeper pan, which ends up being a softer type of texture. Marcheshes, if he pledged to being a marcheshes, and the machvas, he ended up bringing in a machvas. The mincha that he brought is good. The mincha he brought is good, but he's not yet tzitzchayv. He still has to bring the species, the type that he pledged. Now Rashi has an interesting deek. Rashi says, why is Mashevi kosher? The Emer Leilashim Nidrahevi Elinat Nadava Acheres. We say that the one that he brought, he was pledged a machvas. He brought a marcheshes. The marcheshes wasn't being brought to satisfy his machvas pledge. It was a separate additional neder, and therefore it works. Mashma from Rashi, that if he didn't have in mind that it should be a separate pledge, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. What's the pshat in Rashi? What's the site? So, the Echreinim explain, a beautiful chiddush. It's based on the next line of the Mishnah, really. What's the next line of the Mishnah? Let's read inside. Zu lahavi, if he says about a certain isar in a flower, this should be brought b'machvas. V'hevi marcheshes, and he brought that same flower in a marcheshes, or vice versa, marcheshes. He said it should be marcheshes, v'hevi machvas, harezu psula, that's going to be possible because he designated a certain type of mincha with this exact flower. If he does it the wrong way, that's going to be a possible mincha. Says the Yashar Taiv, that's shot in the first Rashi, in the Rashi as well. In the first case, the only reason why when he pledged a mincha, it's machvas, and he brought a marcheshes, it works, is because we view the marcheshes as a separate, new, additional carbon mincha, not as if he wasn't trying to fulfill his first mincha, but if he was taka trying to fulfill his first mincha, that the one that he pledged as a machvas and he brought marcheshes or vice versa, that would be tantamount to saying this flower should be machvas and then bring it as marcheshes, and that would taka be puzzled. If you try to change something that's established what this should be, it's going to be puzzled. And we'll see this concept that the Yashar Taif is saying to explain the first Rashi really plays out again in the Mishnah coming up more than once. So like the Mishnah, Vaita, Imar Reilash, the Sreinim, if the guy says it's a coming on me to bring two Sreinim of flour for a mincha, love you clear, and one clear, I want to bring bring two Esrenis and one Kli for Mincha. Havi B'Shei Kelim, he brought in two separate Kelim, or vice versa. B'Shei Kelim, he pledged to bring the two Esrenis and two separate Kelim. Havi Kliachan, he brought in one Kli. Mashe Havi Havi, what he brought is brought, very nice. However, Yedi Chavos Letz, he wasn't Yetzis Chayv, he wasn't Yetzis pledge. He's got to redo the pledge to the specifications that he said. So either two Esrenim and one Kli, or two Esrenim and separate Kli, if that was his pledge, he's got to keep the pledge the way he said it. If he does it the other way, it will be an additional mincha, but it will not be yaitza, the mincha that he pledged. What if he says, Elu, these flowers specifically, these two Israelis are to be brought in one kli, maybe B'shnei Kelim, and he separated in two separate Kelim, or vice versa, B'shnei Kelim. He said, these flowers to be brought in two separate Kelim, maybe B'kliach, and he brought in one kli. Harei Elu P'sulim, in that case, it's going to be puzzle. It's going to be puzzle, because again, he deviated from the specification he said about this flower, then it's no good. It can't be viewed as an additional mincha. He altered the way this flower is supposed to be treated, and therefore it's puzzle. This is the explanation of what we've been saying. If he pledged to bring two Esrenis in one Kli, and he's bringing it in two Kelim. So he pledged to bring it in one Kli, he's bringing two Kelim. And they said to him, you pledged to bring it in one Kli. They saw he wasn't doing what he pledged. So if he ignores them and he continues to do two Kelim, then it's going to be possible. This fits beautiful the way we said before from the Yashar Tevim Rashi. Why? Because even though before we said it's not possible, it's kosher, but he just didn't fulfill his chayv. Over here, since they told him, you're not doing what you planned to do, and he should have spoken up and said, you're right, it's an additional mincha. He's not saying that. It's mashma. He wants to be yaitza. His silence speaks volumes. It's as if it seems to us clear he wants to be Yaitza, his original mincha, in this, not in the fashion that he pledged, and therefore that's going to be puzzle. But Kliachad, if he switches to Kliachad, then it's kasher. Then it's kasher. You have to know what the Chiddush is. Of course, if he switches back to what he's supposed to do, it's kasher. The Chiddush is that even though he had, the Zefer Tzedek says, even though he originally put it in two separate Kelim, and there's a Tzad later in the Gemara, then once it's two separate Kelim, he can't put it back and combine it. Maybe it's create an issue. Kamashman, if he, again, pledged to bring two Esrenis in one Kli, he then put it in two separate Kelim and started to do it the wrong way in two separate Kelim, and they notified him. He still has the right, the opportunity to put it back in one Kli and salvage his carbon. Hare Alu, Hare Alai, Shnei Esrenim, Havi V'Shnei Kelim. What about the opposite case? If he says it's on me to bring two Esrenim in two Kelim, Vevi Klechon, he brought in one Kli, Armor Lev V'Shnei Kelim, Nadarte, tell him, no, you made an effort to bring in two Kelim, why bring in one Kli? So a Kriv V'Shnei Kelim, if he switched to two Kalim, Kshayim is kosher. That's the case where he listens and he switches it. Nasla Kliachad, if he kept it, not Lashon, Nasla Kliachad is a little bit shver. He put it in, it wasn't one Kli. Nasla Kliachad, if he puts it in one Kli, so we're going to, like, according to Rashi, we can still be Taisha, it means he left it in the one Kli. He left the one Kli, or it was one Kli and it was fully separated in one Kli, and now he kind of mixed it together in one Kli. Kishtei Menachas, Shes Arvel, two Menachas that are mixed up, then it is not going to be good. One second. Yeah, so the it's like two menachas and an arvu. Sorry, two menachas and an arvu. Rashi brings, we had that back in the Daf of Gimel, that it depends. If it's fully mixed up, that you can't take a kaimitz from each mincha separately, so you have two menachas that happen to be mixed one kli. If you can still take a separate kaimitz from each mincha take a kaimitz that you know all this flour came from mincha A and all this flour came from mincha B, your two kaimitz are good and your two minchas could be salvaged even though they're one kli. So in our case also, he pledged to bring the two Esrenis in one kli in two separate kelim. He brought in one kli. They warned him. He didn't listen. He continued to bring in one kli. What's saying nasa kliach means he even mixed it maybe further. As long as there's still enough flour that's separated that he can take from mincha A and mincha B separately, he can salvage the menachas. If not, he cannot salvage the menachas. Just a quick halach for the day. So we're seeing in this Mishnah that a person who pledges to bring in two kelim, got to bring two kelim, pledges to bring one kelim, got to bring one kelim. So there's an interesting raya brought from this Mishnah, from the Shuvah Terah Lishma. There was a person who was going through some yisurim, some hard times, and he made a net that he's going to fast for 2 days straight, 2 days, two nights straight, in order to have a Yeshua from whatever tzaras he's going through. He had heard in the name of the Arizal that fasting 2 days and two nights is so chashev, it's the equivalent of fasting 27 fasts, not consecutively. 27 fasts, one day and one night. So, it was the summertime, and he started doing his fast, and it was very difficult, and he decided that it was too hard to fast a second day and a second night. So he decided, he didn't ask a shayla, and he decided that he's going to stop now, break his fast, after one day and one night, one full fast, and continue on and fulfill another 26 separate fasts, not on consecutive days. And according to the Arizal, that 27 equals 2 consecutive, he should be good. That was his exchange. And then he fasted the 27 days,
And he wanted to know if he was Yetzer. He went to her afterwards, he was having second thoughts. He went to a Rav afterwards to find out if he's Yetzer. So the Tshuva's Ter Lishma says that unfortunately, based on our Gemara, it's not going to work. Why? Because we see there's a distinction between when a guy makes a neder to put in one kli or put in two kelim. His neder, he has a chiv to fulfill the specifications of his neder. If they're very the details are specific, even if it's the same amount of flour, he has to mekayim it the way he said it. So to hear, at the end of the day, 2 days in a row and 27 days are different, and therefore it's not considered a kiyum. And he even says vayter, because I was thinking that, what do you mean? In our case, we spoke out. The reason why it doesn't work is because he's trying to mekayim 2 days, let's say he's trying to bring a mincha of two kelim with one kli. Or vice versa. So that doesn't work because he's doing the wrong thing. But over here, he's purposely had a mind to kind of switch it in exchange. So, Shuvah Tzarisma says he can't exchange, and even what he had in mind is considered Tvar Mishabalev, and therefore, the Tzar Lishma held he has to fast again, separately, 2 consecutive days in order to fulfill his pledge.